Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my friend and colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Niger is in the news because of a coup in which the military leader asserted his control despite the fact of other capitals calling for the return of the civilian leaders. However, this is not an isolated coup. If you look at the map of Africa, from right to left, from east to west, a series of events since 2020 have replaced the elected leaders or the caretaker governments with military leaders who are at this point mysterious about their intentionality. Gregory, it is striking to see the map across from the Atlantic to the Indian Ocean. Is this something that is unique to this part of the world because of climate, because of location, or is this a story throughout the global South?
Well, I think it's a story through all of Africa, but in different formats, because apart from just the Sahelian countries, you've had the problem in Sudan, of course. You've got a hardening of autocratic controls in Ethiopia. You've got de facto coups taken place in Sierra Leone very recently, and in February the elections in Nigeria, where the whole election process has been basically forcibly mismanaged. So you're getting coups by any other name sort of thing. And we have to bear in mind that, as we've been discussing over the years, we've got this new form of total war, which is the doctrine of the power seekers, and the PRC, the Chinese, are actively in that realm, where everything is an instrument or a weapon that you can use to seize or gain or consolidate power. And it's the same these African situations. If you don't need to use the military to seize power, then don't. Just use them to keep peace on the streets and the like. So the recent election in Sierra Leone, which has been disastrous, and because of our coverage on the John Batchelor Show in recent weeks of that, we're getting a lot of direct attacks from Sierra Leoneans connected with the ruling party, which illegally seized power. Now, part of this is the reality that the old colonial powers have lost their influence over their former colonies. They haven't been able to persuade them to stick with this democratic process of governance. About 2.5 years ago, you'll recall we discussed the fact that we were going to return to an era of coups,
yes,
throughout Africa.
Yes. We have one
and that's
minute,
what's happened. And
one minute, Gregory.
Will happen.
Sudan, Chad, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, Guinea, right across the map. But you're including Sierra
Correct.
Leone and Nigeria in
yep.
this map, and they have plenty of weapons, and they're not prey to the approval of Europe. Is that it? These coups go forward without European European permission?
And because the Europeans and the Americans now reject those states with their coups, those new governments or new military leaders are finding a lot of support in Beijing and particularly with the Russian government. And so you're seeing a lot of Wagner forces going in to bolster the security situations in places like Mali and Burkina Faso. And both Mali and Burkina Faso threatened that this would be an act, it would be an act of war if France or ECOWAS, the regional powers, tried to stop or overturn the coup in Niger.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to Australia. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabay Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.